KSL's top story this hour. Tensions are still running high at the University of Missouri. A protest over how the president has handled racial issues now includes the football team.
And it could affect this Saturday's game with BYU. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, football on offense. Mary?
Amanda, several football players from the University of Missouri are now boycotting all team activities until the university system's president, Tim Wolf, resigns or is fired. Jason Reese is a tight end for the team.
I'm not allowed to comment on much, so like I said, we're just going to all stay together as a team, and we all made this decision as a team to, you know, not talk to media, so you're not going to hear much from the players.
The football players are joining students across campus who say their president, Wolf, has not properly handled issues of racial incidents. But canceling this Saturday's Missouri-BYU football game would not come cheap. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Mary, in their contract, the defaulting school will pay $1 million to the other one. The schools call that easier than calculating losses related to public relations, radio and television broadcasts, and lost profits, among other things. Don't count on rescheduling either. BYU and Missouri are set to face off this Saturday in Kansas City and in 2020 in Provo. The 7-2 Cougars hope for a win to return to the top 25. The Tigers need two wins to become bowl eligible. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Saturday's BYU game at Arrowhead Stadium could be in jeopardy as much of Missouri's team is on strike.
They want Mizzou's president to resign. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, football on offense. Mary?
Amanda, students are demanding the university system's president, Tim Wolf, step down over his handling of racial incidents on campus. The student body president, Peyton Head, says this is something that is not unique to their campus.
It's an issue that is around the nation, but with the university, what happens here is that they have the opportunity to create an environment that is inclusive.
30 football players say they won't participate in any football activities until the president resigns. So what's at stake if Mizzou cancels or forfeits this Saturday's game with BYU? Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour. Peter?
The answer, Mary, $1 million is what the defaulting school will owe the other according to their contract that includes their game in Kansas City and their game at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in 2020. Rescheduling is unlikely. The Cougars are 7-2, hoping a win this weekend against an SEC school could put them back into the top 25. Missouri needs two more wins to become bowl eligible, and the Pro Football Kansas City Chiefs are hoping college football returns to their Arrowhead Stadium. No one wants this game canceled. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.